Joining me on the phone right now is David.
Hey, thanks for putting me on. I wanted to make a quick announcement that there's going to be a rally, vigil slash demonstration denouncing the Israeli attacks on Lebanon and Palestine this Friday at the Clock Tower. And that's going to be taking place from 5 till 6 p.m. We're going to gather across the street from the Clock Tower, that is, not at the Clock Tower, just so we can give some of the regular folks out there a little bit of space. And, yeah, we think it's, when I say we, there's a group of us, members from Students Against War, the ISO, and ANSWER, and we've been organizing a couple of events. This is probably going to be the first one, and we're just trying to bring a different perspective on the corporate media spin about the Israeli atrocities against Lebanon and Palestine.
On indiebay.org, it says, shame on Israel. Stop the bombing demonstration scheduled for August 4th.
From 5 till 6, essentially what we're doing is calling for a ceasefire. We want to denounce, again, Israeli attacks on the civilian populations as a form of punishment for Hezbollah's retaliatory rocket attacks. I mean, either way, this whole thing is absolutely insane. And, you know, we want to give that the people who agree with us that kind of a voice. In addition, we hope to denounce the Democratic Party for taking such a blind stance of support for Israel, an unquestionably blind support for Israel, without really thinking critically of the deeper issues at play here.
What do you encourage people to bring out to this demonstration?
We'd like folks to bring, you know, your voice, your thoughts, but of course signs, banners, whatever you got, maybe some noisemakers. We're willing to engage in a dialogue with folks who believe that this is a war of aggression is somehow justified, but we definitely want to keep it peaceful by all means. So in general, we just want people to come out and voice their opinion about this horrific war. It's really disheartening to be, you know, on the other side of the world and know that our tax dollars are going to pay for these bombs, the jet fuel, all these horrible weapons of mass destruction that are just being used against civilians, essentially, because, you know, people in Washington think it's good for the political stability of the region. It's just absolutely horrific. And, you know, the thing to keep in mind here is that the only winners in this situation, because it's definitely not the Israeli civilians or the Israeli population, it's definitely not the Palestinian population, it's definitely not the Lebanese population. The only real winners in this war are U.S. corporations that manufacture weapons of mass destruction. Groups like, you know, Lockheed Martin and Bechtel and Halliburton, these are the folks that really stand to benefit financially from this. So, once again, we just want folks to come out and speak out against this because, you know, as Americans, we have a right and a responsibility to denounce this war.
Also taking place on Friday, August 4th, is Bicycle Love, a Midsummer Mystery Ride, where people are going to be meeting at 5:30 and then riding at 6, starting at Pacific and Cooper.
Right on. Maybe we'll see you guys pass by. Well, thank you very much, Bradley, for fielding my call, and maybe we'll see some folks out there who listen to this on Friday.
Do you want to give people an idea of some of the other events that are in the works right now?
Oh yes, I'm sorry, I forgot about that. There's going to be a panel discussion happening either at the Resource Center for Nonviolence or Loud Nelson. I don't know the details, but they should be posted up on Indie Media soon. That's going to take place next Thursday, and that's sponsored by ISO and ANSWER. I'm not sure if there's any Students Against War folks involved in that, but we'll have flyers for that ready on Friday as well. And that also will be preceding an emergency march up in San Francisco, a demonstration organized by ANSWER to denounce, again, the U.S.-Israeli war on Lebanon and Palestine.
Well, thanks again for calling in to Freak Radio Santa Cruz. Once again, folks, there's going to be a Shame on Israel Stop the Bombing demonstration this Friday, August 4th, from 5 to 6 p.m. Gather at the corners of Pacific and Front, across from the Clock Tower in downtown Santa Cruz.